Blog Talk Radio.
Like a clock when I rock the hip hop. Welcome. Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Did you see the Olympics opening ceremonies? Fat Queen Elizabeth smiles even less than Sid. I guess I'd frown too, if I had so many gray pubes. What? No, I was talking about Sid. Here's the show.
Sid, do you really have gray pubes?
No, not yet, thanks. I have a lot of gray beard hairs, though.
I have a couple.
Pubes or beard hairs?
Pubes. Both. But actually, I had those when I was real young.
Gray pubes?
A couple. So I feel like it's maybe just a couple of stray hairs.
Do you pluck them or do you just leave them? Sometimes I'll pluck the gray pubis.
No gray pubis. I do have gray hair on my head.
Where? Oh, I see one.
Oh, it's there.
Silver, Rob.
Did that
silver.
I'm a silver fox.
You've got so much hair, though. You probably have at least a couple strands of every color. Just because there's so much.
No blonde.
A rainbow.
Is that the new development? Is that
Rob's aging.
He is. No, it's been a few years.
You're almost 30.
Yeah. Not quite, though. Not like one of our guests today, Axel Rosenberg.
Hey.
What's going on?
Do we have to call you Axel for the whole show?
You do.
Why not? Why, what else would you call me?
Do I have to call you Noah?
Well, what else would you like to call me?
I have a few thoughts.
Stupid, maybe?
Can you come up with a metal/Jewish name for Noah?
Sure. Let me think about it. Do I have to do it right this second?
No, it would be nice. It would
Marty
be very
Friedman.
Impressive.
That's a good one.
Marty Friedman?
Yeah, I don't think that's taken.
It's very femme. That is.
I don't have any weed in me yet. Okay. I can't, so I can't.
Well, we need to fix that right away because this is the Metal Injection Livecast, everyone.
Where
and we smoke marijuana.
Where two-fifths of the show smoke weed.
Well,
wow.
Three-fifths today, but...
Who's the third?
You.
Oh, right. Who's the second? I thought I was the second.
Me and Noah.
Oh, Noah counts.
Even though she's a woman, she counts.
Yeah.
Can she vote?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not registered.
That's fine.
Are you really not registered?
Of course I'm registered.
In Israel, though. You voted for Bibi Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Such a yid.
After BB Netanyahu, I stopped talking. That's all I got.
Wasn't getting any better than that.
No. You gotta go out on top.
Hi, everybody.
Let's talk about gray pubes again.
Sure.
Then.
Back to the pubes. Axel, do you have any gray pubes?
I don't.
Oh, good.
Somebody recently said they saw gray hair in my beard, but I can't find it myself.
I just want maybe like a light colored
brown.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Yeah.
You should look at it in the sun, maybe.
How can I, you mean like take a mirror?
Yeah,
outdoors?
Go outside with a mirror, go to the park and just admire yourself.
That doesn't really sound like something a heterosexual man would do.
No.
What do you care what people think?
He cares what he thinks.
Yeah,
he
doesn't want to be homophobic towards himself, that's what he's saying.
Rather avoid the situation entirely.
This conversation got strange fast, guys.
By the way, you've been here, about 2 minutes, and already they're asking for you to replace Sean.
Oh. I like Sean.
To be honest, I was asking Rob that in the drive over. So,
our ratings are going through the roof.
By the way, Daniel Benoit in the chat, Noah, wants to know if you would fuck Ariel Sharon.
Is he still alive?
No.
If she would fuck Ariel Sharon, she has fucked Ariel Sharon.
That's how she bought her freedom from Israel.
Yeah,
ooh,
seriously.
No. Any trivetism with gold in my ear?
Only the corpse of.
Okay.
There was a whole subplot in Munich. Where...
Yeah.
Golda Meir and Daniel Craig. Just double teamer.
It's on the Blu-ray. DVD extras, yeah.
With optional commentary by Spielberg.
I'm not proud of that part of my life. Okay, you guys.
Got to pay the bills.
Did anybody watch the Olympic opening ceremony?
I watched some of it. Yeah.
How was it?
Good. Yeah. Boring.
It was boring as all hell, except for Mr. Bean. I liked the Mr. Bean appearance. That was very unexpected. That was cool. But otherwise,
was there seriously a Mr.
Yes,
Bean?
Yes. And he got the best reaction of any celebrity appearance.
What other celebrities were in it?
J.K. Rowling. What's his face? The blonde British actor. He's older.
Daniel Craig.
No, he was there. But there was another one whose name escapes me. No. he hasn't done anything relevant in America in a long time, so his name doesn't really matter.
An older blonde British actor who hasn't done anything relevant.
Yes.
Okay.
Did they have the old guy from Benny Hill that used to get slapped on the
head? Oh, my God, I wish.
They're all dead.
Yeah, I was hoping.
What about the lady with the purple hair from Are You Being Served?
I've never seen that show.
That's a great
show. I love
show.
That show.
Okay.
John
Paul
Cleese.
McCartney was there. Oh, the Arctic Monkeys did a very boring Beatles cover that Matt Lauer thought was fantastic.
Well, Matt Lauer.
And Bob Costas also was very impressed.
Old fossil.
Man.
Matt Lauer is basically the male Oprah, right?
It was awful. For the first few hours, it was him and Meredith Vieira narrating, which was like, it was them like as if an audience of retarded children was watching the show and they needed to explain everything. Like, now you're seeing this. Oh, in England, they call television the telly. And it's just like, who is watching this that you need to talk about? Just shut up.
People are going to be running in races.
And then, like, Meredith Vieira, like, there was a segment where it was just, like, music, like, British music through the decades.
Uh-huh.
And she sang along to a little bit of the Rolling Stones. She's like, oh, I really like the Rolling Stones. And then the Beatles song came on. She's like, oh, these guys are my favorite. Like, wow, way to go out on a limb there. The Beatles being your favorite.
Wasn't it, like, directed by Danny Boyle or something?
Yes, yes.
That's pretty crazy.
It was a little weird. I'm sure he got paid a lot of
money. The opening ceremonies? That's the thing. Like, there's so much money being thrown around, but the actual athletes don't get any money. Right?
It's for the love of the sport, man.
Here's what I wonder. Like, who decides who goes to the Olympics? Like, who decides who represents
the
U.S.?
Trials.
Yeah.
But how do you get into those trials?
Oh, they have tryouts and stuff.
Oh, I see.
And there's competitions.
But then also, like, these people have to travel there, right? Who pays for their travel?
Oh, the Olympic Committee, I'm sure, pays for that.
Right.
For the synchronized swimming team?
Yeah, like, how do they get over
there? They hold the Hunger Games.
You'd think they would swim. To the Olympics, wouldn't
no,
they?
There's a Hunger Games, and I mean, it's more than one person with a lab survive. Obviously.
Okay, well, yeah, you need.
But it's a team's worth of people.
Okay, it's fine. Fine with me. I don't really.
Yeah.
How many of them do we really need?
Pshaw.
Thin that herd.
Pshaw.
So
that I just saw tweets from it because I was at Mayhem Fest doing something metal.
How was Mayhem Fest?
It was good. It was
that's it.
It was tiring. I was very tired.
Huge endorsement from Rob Tasbani.
Yeah, how was it seeing Motorhead, Slayer,
it was good
and
with
Anthrax.
A shrug. Who was the best band?
Slayer.
Slayer?
Slayer.
Did you interview anyone?
Somebody told me yesterday, Slayer have never sounded so good as they do without Jeff Hanneman.
I've had multiple conversations with people saying that, and he definitely brings life into the band, I feel.
Gary
Holt. Yeah. Who is the guitarist of Exodus, who's filling in for Jeff Hanneman.
Well,
who
didn't
got...
Jeff Hanneman never learn how to play his instruments, like the third album? I mean, he's never considered like a great guitar player.
Yeah. Even like the solo sounded really good. Everything sounded coherent. Huh. And Tom Araya sounds great.
Well, Tom Araya sounded great when we saw him in September.
Yeah, at Big Four.
Yeah.
He sounded really...
It's suspiciously great.
Yeah.
Where I was like, something's going on. There's a Tom Araya conspiracy here.
By the way, Rob, way to pull a Meredith Vieira and say your favorite band was Slayer.
Well, I didn't have much to pick with on that lineup.
I heard Slipknot were good.
Well, Slipknot were good,
they had
but
a lot of pyro.
Yes, they had a lot of fire. Uh-huh. Slayer also had a lot of fire. Uh-huh. I enjoyed how Slayer used their fire better than Slipknot. The thing with Slipknot
they
is
to barbecue some ribs.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask, were there any shish kebabs in the fire?
They used their fire. They warmed their feet on the stage.
I wish. The thing about Slipknot for me, though, is I've seen them a bunch of times, like before they went away 4 or 5 years ago, and it's pretty much the same show. So
well,
it's like
a new album.
Yeah. It's just the same song. Well, then again, so is Slayer. Slayer isn't really playing new songs.
That's true.
Maybe they're saving something new for Knotfest.
Maybe. No, they don't even have any new material written.
No, like a new stage performance or something.
New masks.
It was a new show-ish type thing, but
a new show-ish.
New show-ish.
Joey's drums do anything?
They might have. I had to catch the second half of their set because we were running back and forth doing some taping. But what is so evident watching Slipknot, and I know I'm not the first one to say this, is there's so many useless people on stage.
No.
It's
wait a minute. The guy who hits a garbage can with an aluminum baseball bat is wholly necessary.
Which one?
Exactly.
Which one? But even worse than the two quote-unquote percussionists, the DJ and a sampler. They have a DJ and a sampler. What the sampler... That means his job is just to push a button.
Is the sampler the one with the huge spikes coming
out? Yeah, like the pinhead.
He has the best job of anyone in the world.
He has to.
Because the DJ is like, when I don't have things to do, I'm going to make myself useful by jumping around and shit.
Yeah.
I've never seen that guy move.
He has never left his station.
If you told me he sends a mannequin out on tour for him, I would totally believe it.
Seriously, I was thinking that exact
same
thing.
I thought we had cushy jobs. Yeah. No, that guy has got it figured out.
What does a sampler even do? During a performance.
He triggers samples.
Like, just...
Really?
They have just sound bites?
So a DJ can't do that?
Yeah.
Well, the DJ is too busy spinning. There's a lot of vinyl scratches.
What does Slipknot sample? Sugar Hill Gang?
Players? No. Like,
Darren could be the sampler for Slipknot.
Yeah, sure. Go play some Slipknot. I'll put some samples.
Darren could be their Rozelle. Beatboxer. They don't have one of those yet, right?
If Slipknot added a beatboxer? Beatboxer?
Yes.
What would you call them? As a white Jew, I don't know what you call those people, but if Slipknot added one, 100% better.
Here, there's a sample at the beginning of this song.
If they announced, like, we're not replacing our bass player, we're just getting
a beatboxer.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, there it was. I heard it.
See, this is a sample.
Okay.
And then the music starts. So that's it. His job is done.
They couldn't have.
No, but that was the DJ.
You're right.
The one who does the countdown.
You're right.
There's some more of that.
I'm so embarrassed that I know that.
Sure.
You're a professional.
Jordan.
That was a good use of sample. I like that. See, I never liked Slipknot until I heard this one.
I think so.
And then there was an explosion that happened. Like lots
of
fire.
There was an explosion right there.
At the bass drop.
Yeah.
Right there.
They sounded really good, though. They were tight. But I don't know. The music doesn't stick with me as much as fucking the layer.
Could you explain why you tweeted a photo of you with a juggalo?
I can't explain that.
I
love her.
Well, at the end of the...
Rob's new girlfriend is a juggalo.
A juggalo lover.
Juggalette.
At the end of the show, every few stops, they have a metal mixer, which is like a band throws a party for the whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Whitechapel's turn, and they threw a juggalo party. And it was just like a bunch of bands. The funniest part about that was the Devil Wears Prada's on the tour.
That's like, pretty funny.
They're Christians. And they're just in this juggalo face paint, like whooping.
But aren't the juggalos?
I guess the juggalos are also Christians.
They're not
they're evangelical.
Quite Christians. Juggalo Bob recently corrected me.
Oh.
You believe in a higher power.
Magnet.
They're spiritual.
Yeah.
You believe in magnets?
Yeah,
whoever runs magnets runs all that shit.
He who controlleth magnets controlleth the world.
It's appalling, man.
How's that
Leviticus.
Someone in the chat goes, Rob is going to Juggalo Fest. I'd have to say, of all the lineups this year, it does sound pretty appealing with all the old school hip hop.
Like who? Rob Basie, DJ Easy Rock, maybe?
No. Rozelle, Warren G, The Regulator.
Like, who knew there'd be two Rozelle references on this show?
Yes.
Do you think that if you would go to the Juggalo Fest, you would get recognized?
Of course.
And he does
would you go? Would you and Frank go?
If someone
would
paid.
Would you consider it?
Yeah.
I mean, Frank does like to camp.
I want.
Of course.
I will.
He'd clean out his tent so fucking fast.
If he can handle,
he likes clean things.
If he could handle bear-infested woods, he can handle juggalo-infested woods, probably.
How fast would the metal injection camera equipment be gone?
Oh, no.
If you camped out there. You got to bring security.
Maybe for like a day. I can't see staying like the entire 4 days.
Say that now.
What's on there?
Yeah, Rob would come back that. Converted.
Dude, they have fried turkey legs. How could you leave that? Just hanging out.
So does the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, I can just. I was about to say, I can just go to the Renaissance Fair. Why do
that's
I have
only
to?
Sometimes.
And they don't have to sit through shitty music.
Would you go
well,
to the
Renaissance, it is the
Renaissance
Fair?
Can we go next weekend?
For turkey legs?
Sure.
Well, I could do it.
Only jousting.
Only one out of the two has topless DMV employees. And it's not the Renaissance Fair.
Here's the other thing. This was in Camden, in New Jersey. Camden is pretty much Philly. Mm-hmm. It's like right a bridge away from Philly.
It's like Philly with all of the hope and joy sucked out of it.
Yes. Yes.
Which is not much to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Camden is one of the five worst places.
And the people that showed up to this thing, holy crap.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Holy
in
crap.
In what sense? What do you mean?
A bunch of winners. A bunch of winners.
The
go
second
on.
And last Mayhem Fest I ever went to was in Camden. I think
that
has a big part of the reason like why we never went.
Yeah, it was in that exact same. Just everyone looks so weird. It's coming from me.
I have a new celebrity lookalike for Rob, by the way.
Oh.
Damian Sandow.
Who is that?
Oh, the wrestler.
What do you think?
Okay.
Anyone know?
Maybe
with the beard is probably why. Yeah, we found out that he's an Arab, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Somewhat, right?
What? I don't see it.
He's not as handsome as Rob.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Daniel Benoit in the chat says, okay. I am Raul Julia. Thank you.
Well, he's more like Daniel.
Now, Raul Julia now.
Yeah, dead Raul.
Someone mistook him. We discussed this on the show.
Well, it was the photographer at the wedding. She said that Rob looked like Raul Julia. She's like, your face. Did anyone tell you how beautiful it is?
Seriously?
Yes.
She's like, I have to photograph
the
you.
The hippie woman.
With short hair?
Yeah.
Told you look like Raul
Julia. And she's like, you two look so beautiful. I have to take photographs of you together. And there's these photos of us. And we look like we're like married or something. Like we're
love.
Yeah, like we're the wedding party.
Well, half of that is true.
When I was taking pictures with the groom, she said, "Are you guys ever affectionate towards each other?" And we're looking at each other like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, will you like put your arm around him? I'm like, if you want me to put my arm around him for the picture, I'll do it. But I don't want to pretend that this is like a normal thing that we do. We just like walk around with our arms around each other.
Around your waist.
Did you for a second think you were about to get gay bashed at a wedding while standing?
No, not at all. Not at all. It was just
you guys
like,
look so comfortable with each other.
No, he. I think we kind of looked at each other like, what?
Not since that.
Are you ever
camp,
affectionate
but...
with each other? That's what she asked.
Weird question.
I'm surprised she didn't ask us that too, Rob.
No, she could tell.
Daniel Benoit in the chat asks, Axel, are you a top or a bottom? Demurge says Axel is a permanent bottom. A perma bottom.
I don't think so.
I'd be a power bottom.
Yeah. A boss bottom.
Tons of gay sex.
Tons of it.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
Sean, by the way, said after his last break from the live cast, that's it. He's there. He's there for good.
He's
for
committed.
The summer.
Yeah. He's committed.
He's committed for the summer.
Which is another month. Wow. And then back to bailing on us. And wait, when are the MTV?
No, this was before the last time he missed it. Now he's already missed it.
2 weeks in a row.
Well, he texted me like 3 days ago, and he's like, so let's hang out earlier before the podcast and do some band practice.
What's the band name again? Do you have one?
I don't know.
That's how long it's been.
I'm kind of over it. I've moved on to like a new idea with somebody else. But I haven't
grown
Noah,
I haven't
for $100,000, what is the name of your band with Sean?
10 seconds. I think he wanted. Okay, first he was gonna do Ziploc colostomy bag, and then he was like, you know, I really like the sound of horse thieves.
What?
Wow. Oh no.
Wait, it's the Daily Double of notes? What's going on? Is it still you? Is Avi in the band even? Like, is he? I feel like this isn't a real band, because when I talked to Avi about it and I asked him like questions, he was just like,
he asked me to be in the band once, Sean, and I was like, dude, I don't really play an instrument. He goes, you know the kind of music I listen to? You don't have to be able to play an instrument.
Yeah.
I feel like Sean is to Avi, like, remember in the Warner Brothers cartoons, the little dog, they used to hang around the big dog. We're going to go find food today. We're going to hang out. We're going to have fun. It's like, and he would be like, yes, whatever. That's what Avi's doing to Sean.
I was on HBO, bro.
By the way, there's a great comment in here. Sean, Demiurge said, Sean is to the live cast what Slipknot sampler is to Slipknot.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
The good thing is Sean will never hear this, because he does not listen to the show at all, even when he's on it.
Yeah. He's always on his phone, so he's not paying attention.
I don't know. I listen to every episode. Like the next
Me too.
Day.
I love it.
But also I want to see, you know, what we can do differently and stuff like that. Like, I'm very critical.
Who do you criticize the most?
Me, by far. I'm just like that. I don't know. I'm so like
Who's second most?
Stop. Sean, all right?
Damn it.
Third?
All of you equally.
How dare you criticize
us? I don't think of it that way, but you know what I mean.
Trying to think if there's anything else in Mayhem Fest to talk about. I really don't know how people go to these fests anymore. I felt like such an old man at this thing.
But you
because,
are an old man. Yes. Not for you.
It's true.
It's for kids.
For
kids.
For kids.
Come see 20 bands for $30. Like, that's not for you. In the fucking blistering heat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and stay. Like, I thankfully had access to air conditioning, free water. These kids did not have access to that. And they had the worst food there.
No.
No,
I don't believe it.
The worst food.
I don't believe it.
Like, what kind of food?
I can't believe
it. Just a typical, like, a cheeseburger, hamburger, chicken fingers, and the worst chicken fingers you could ever
I
have.
I can't believe they didn't have access to healthy nutrition.
Where was my filet mignon?
It was in a foie gras car?
No foie gras.
Was there goat cheese salad?
Yeah.
Nothing?
None of that.
But
none
surely
that.
There was at least lots of cheap, affordable water.
I wanted some Eggs Benedict. Everyone was looking at me funny. Like, what? I like, all right. Eggs
sauce in that heat?
Rid?
This hollandaise sauce is terrible.
Yeah.
It's mayonnaise.
Whatever.
This is not the real hollandaise sauce.
No mimosas? Mimosa station?
Speaking of the Iron Sheik, he was interviewed by the Olympic website this week.
Why?
That's exactly what the person who posted the interview wondered.
He trained the U.S. Olympic team in the 60s. 70s.
In wrestling?
Yeah, in amateur wrestling. And the interview is pretty great. Because, obviously, the Iron Sheik curses a lot, but the NBC Olympic website is a pretty professional thing. They're not going to show cursing.
So every other word is deleted from it.
Yeah, like,
but do they actually show him talking, or is there video of it?
No, it's just text. But,
oh, my God, could you imagine?
Do they identify him as the Iron Sheik?
Yeah.
Yes. Here. It's sort of written with, like, tongue-in-cheek, like, oh, this crazy, you know, crazy guy, wrestler.
Here, yeah, can you read this highlighted part? It's the best.
In my day,
read the question first.
Oh, could the Iron Sheik beat any of the current wrestlers on Team USA? In my day, I beat living expletive out of all Olympian who challenged the legend. I put them in the camera clutch, break their back, two or three expletives, and then make them humble. That's what it actually
says. It actually says two or three expletives.
But no, I ain't not in the same shape as before, so I don't expletive with them.
I don't fuck with them.
Fuck with them. You want me to just add the expletives? I don't know exactly.
No, it's so great that it says two or three expletives.
When Bob linked me to this, I instantly had to IM Darren and be like, dude, thank you, because without you, I wouldn't know what the edited out parts were, but now I know everything.
You just played back my voice.
Yeah, exactly.
I read it in your voice.
I just read this, and it says a few expletives, and I'll just read it. It says, Hulk Hogan no less long, like, because if you, I thought it said, because he a Jew, expletive. I just looked at it quickly. I thought it said Jew.
The Jew expletives. That would be a good
name.
No,
a few expletives. I bet he said because he cocks. sucker, he, motherfucker.
He cocksucker. He cheap Jew Russia. No good fag like the Elton John.
Just imagine the poor intern that works for NBCOlympics.com that had to go and do that interview.
Yeah, why is NBCOlympics.com even interviewing the Iron Sheik?
Well, somebody probably, you know, is like, who's on Twitter? Who can we get? Who's like the Twitter? Oh, this guy. He's got a connection. Talk to this guy.
Someone in the office trolled the NBC Olympics editor. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Basically.
Oh, he was on the Iranian Olympic Greco-Roman team in the 1968 Summer Olympics in Mexico.
Gold medal. How'd he do?
Did he win the gold medal? He always claimed he did in wrestling.
Did he go to any donkey shows while he was in Mexico? He probably did.
I love the donkey show.
He missed the actual competition because he...
Oh, and he was an assistant coach to the U.S. team in the 72 Olympics in Munich.
I love a donkey show.
In the 72 Olympics in Munich? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Where was he?
Yeah, seriously.
To save some lives.
Did the Iron Sheik? No, I'm thinking he was working for the other side.
I suppose that's possible.
I think he was working for Black September or whatever they were called.
That's what inspired Steven Spielberg to make that film.
Yeah.
They didn't shoot Camel Clutch.
Oh, Sheiky. Oh, my God. Sheiky has an acting career. The Iron Sheik made his film debut in The Tale of Three Mohammeds in 2005.
What?
He then appeared alongside Daniel Baldwin and Corey Feldman in Operation Belvis Bash in 2011.
And Iron Sheik was the most
famous
person.
Was he not in No Holds Barred?
I don't think so.
For some reason, I remember him being in that movie.
Look at maybe.
On the page.
Yeah. Why is that not on Blu-ray? Why is
it just
came
out.
It just came out.
Like a few weeks
Criterion
ago.
Criterion Collection?
It was, though, before. It was out, and it went out of print, and they just re-released it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was also on Kenny vs. Spenny.
Oh. Huh.
And he was?
On the show, Who Was the Better Pro Wrestler?
I don't think I've seen that.
Who was the other? On the show, Who Was the Better Pro Wrestler, where the Iron Sheik attempted to sodomize a naked Spenny with a beer bottle.
I do remember.
Of course.
Nice.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Darren, when you're listening back and criticizing yourself, just remember that Buckwheat says, I love Darren's impersonation more than the Iron Sheik's actual voice.
Wow. They're making me blush.
Thank you.
It's time to get real with the Iron Sheik. Iron Sheik was a former soldier in the Iranian army. He married Carol Peterson in 1974.
Carol Peterson!
I fucked her in the ass so many times with the 10-inch cock. She gaped bigger than the Holland Tunnel.
Does he have kids?
They have three grown daughters.
My God.
Carol Peterson was a no good liar, piece of shit. Could not suck the dick, but I respect her.
That's like the most American name, Carol Peterson.
His eldest daughter, Marissa. I fucked the Marissa too. His eldest daughter, Marissa, was found strangled to death in her apartment on May 5, 2003, at the age of 27. I'm so sorry I strangled the Marissa.
Now we know why he's upset about baby J.
22 years old, baby. Why I killed the Marissa? No, Marissa's living boyfriend, Charles Warren Reynolds. He is no good.
That is a fucking killer's name. why would you date anyone named Charles Warren Reynolds?
He was 38. He was 11 years older than her. Confessed to the crime and was charged with murder. Charles Warren Reynolds, if I find you, you killed my daughter. I find you, I put you in the camel clutch and fuck you with the 10-inch cock.
Wouldn't that be the most perfect use of a Hell in a Cell match? I mean, he's already in the fucking cell. Let Sheiky Baby in there, and there you go.
Probably significantly smaller than a Hell in a Cell, I would say.
Better. Enough room to
Here's a comment from the chat. Daniel Benoit says, Charles Warren Reynolds having the grasshopper dick. That's good. He should be happy about that because he fucked his daughter.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a phone number if the Iron Sheik is listening. It's 646-929-1357. Only guy with the grasshopper dick can fuck the Iron Sheik daughter. So she have the real tight vagina.
Oh.
You know, and again, Daniel Benoit has a lot of good comments today, but he says something that I've been wondering. Can you get an interview with Iron Sheik?
We've tried to pull all the strings, but I don't know. Believe me, we want to. But if we do get the Iron Sheik, what would we do with him?
We'll think of something. I'll have to come up with it on the spot.
It sort of writes itself. I don't know.
What is it, like a name that I'm asking Axel to come up with? I don't have to do it right now.
All right, I'm supposed to be doing it.
That
weird. What's my name?
Yeah. What's my name, bitch?
I didn't want to say bitch because he's our guest.
Listen. I appreciate your manners.
I didn't want to call you a bitch. Not like.
Not to your face, at least.
Just,
you
should have
heard what she said before you got here.
I mean,
hey,
you don't.
Hey, no, I did not say that.
No one's called me worse things than that.
I have not. I've been nothing but courteous to you. You're always the one that's being, like, abrasive with me, I guess.
What is going on now?
I don't know. We were just sitting here now. He was yelling at me.
It's just that his voice is so baritone that you think he's being, like, mean to you, but it's just that he's...
Does anybody watch The League?
Yes.
I've seen it.
Have you seen the episode where Ruxin keeps getting in trouble because people can't tell if he's being sarcastic
mm-hmm.
or not?
Yeah.
I've had that problem. Like, I relate
yeah.
to that.
Yeah. I have that problem with my mom.
Maybe it's because you're not really.
No, she can't tell that I'm always fucking with her.
With Noah, I'm usually just being mean to her, to be honest.
What?
It's sort of like that. Remember that sitcom with Richard Lewis and Jamie Lee Curtis? What was it called? Anything But Love?
Yes. Are you being serious right
now? It's like that's the dynamic right here.
There was a sitcom with.
Yes, in the late 80s. You don't remember.
Oh, it's a good show.
One more time. Who was
Richard Lewis and Jamie Lee Curtis?
Were
they
and they were a love item. Yeah.
ABC, yes.
Were they
like a newspaper
couple?
Or something?
No, they play. It was like moonlighting. It was
yeah.
like, are they fucking? They're not fucking.
But
like,
they will fuck.
Right, eventually.
Yeah.
How long did it last?
Two or three seasons.
How did I not know that?
I think, and eventually they hooked up.
This was around the time when Richard Lewis was doing commercials for that weird fruit drink, Boku. You remember that?
Oh, my God.
I remember the drink. I don't remember him doing commercials.
Yeah, he was the pitch man.
Oh, my God. It was like...
I wonder why we never hear about that.
Yeah, the most unappealing spokesperson imaginable.
Listen, I don't know. You want to drink it. If you want to drink it, it's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me, really.
Rob, find some on YouTube.
That's
find some
basically
Boku
what the commercials were like.
Oh, the Yenta browbeating you.
But not even really.
Just
like,
sort of
being
passively.
Very indecisive
yeah.
about... whether or not to recommend the Boku.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, it's a drink if you're into that kind of
and
thing.
And the mullet that Richard Lewis had at this point is beyond epic.
That's a dread
it.
Yeah.
He's, if you don't know,
like
Richard Lewis is like a real Jewy,
yeah.
Neurotic.
So I go to a...
Can we put up my volume a bit?
Party, and I got my choice of Coke or Pepsi. This isn't right. I want a Boku, a 7-fruit blend Boku.
I mean,
all this carbonation is very unsettling. I don't want to belch anymore. Belching is for babies.
It's very
I want to be refreshed naturally, calmly. I mean, it's my undeniable right as a man of the 90s to quench my thirst in my own way. I want a Boku. I've had it. People invite me to a party, I'm bringing my own Boku.
Seriously?
Boku fruit juice cooler from McCain.
That whole commercial
is
about how Richard
there?
Lewis is an asshole.
Yeah.
Who brings his own drinks to... And not only that, but I know people at home can't see this. Half of his face is not lit, so he basically looks evil. Like, that's the way they light bad guys in Bond movies.
It's like Two-Face.
It's probably
exactly.
The only way you could light him that he doesn't look like a corpse. They spent, like, 40 hours on it.
Here's another
like,
one.
Do you
understand me? I say let's have a nice white grape raspberry Boku. We're adults. We can choose. Boku is adult. Adult flavors. There's no straw involved. We're talking full tab here. And can you believe she wouldn't even let me go to the juice box aisle? And she'd drive by the supermarket to see if my car was parked outside. I hear now she's seeing a juice box counselor.
Is it juice or is it like an alcoholic beverage?
Juice
cooler from
McKay.
It's a juice
cooler. But again, the lighting, like, why is it lit like a film noir?
He looks like Two-Face from Batman.
He's so pale he would get sunburn if they had any more light.
I mean, do they really need to put full lighting on his face?
It's like, I broke up with her because she wouldn't let me drink from a juice box. And also, I'm going to fuck your child.
No, here's him on a couch.
Oh.
Here's what I wonder. Are these Boku people out of their mind? How did they know to put black cherries and white grapes together? That it would be the flavor adults have been waiting for.
And
I mean,
here, he's on the set for a Skinamax movie.
I mean, was there a sign? Did the neighbor's dog say, psst, black cherry, white grape, black cherry, white grape, pass it on.
The Son of Sam reference.
Yeah, why is there a juice box?
Over the edge.
That really didn't have to be Richard Lewis. Like, he didn't inject any Richard Lewis into it.
Why? I want to see Wallace Shawn's audition tape for that. Because, you know, if Richard Lewis got a call for that, then there was other Paul Reiser probably tried.
My Dinner with Boku.
Did I ever pitch you my action movie idea for, like, a shot-for-shot, totally serious, no winking at the audience remake of the original Michael Bay Bad Boys, but with Wallace Shawn and Austin Pendleton as...
Who's Austin Pendleton?
Oh, my God. You would recognize him immediately. I'm sure he's another, like, little... and then Woody Allen as the bad guy.
Wow. I'd like to see Woody Allen as the bad guy in anything, other than real life, because we've seen that already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if Die Hard 5 had Woody Allen as the bad guy.
He could probably take... Oh, my God, that guy.
That
okay.
guy.
Wow. Yeah.
Trying to think of what he was in, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That is... Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to make that.
He was the bad lawyer in My Cousin Vinny, the shitty lawyer.
Uh-huh.
With the stutter. That's Austin Pendleton.
I never knew his name.
In reality, he's like an acclaimed... theater director or something. But
fair enough.
There's no money in it.
I'm
this
sure,
is
yeah.
the most esoteric version of the live cast.
Alan Alda
anyway.
I'm not complaining. I love it. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Alan
Alda
could play the police chief.
Yeah, that works. Rob, can you play that terrible national anthem that I emailed you before?
Yeah.
The other day.
What's this?
What nation's anthem is it?
Huh?
What nation's anthem?
No, no, no. This is our. This was at a MLS game in like Texas,
uh-huh.
and they had this 11-year-old girl who is introduced as a singer-songwriter.
Seriously.
And like Deadspin linked to her website. She's got like all these like weird risque glamour shots and stuff. It's like a total creepy toddlers in tiaras kind of thing. But she does a really awkward, weird.
Did Richard Lewis have her locked up in the basement
she
while
drank
he was doing
a
Boku?
Yeah, she drank a lot of Boku before the performance.
Songwriter from Coppell, Texas, Harper Gruzins, in the performance of our national anthem.
What's her name?
Harper Gruzins.
Oh,
Harper Gruzins? Is she related?
Can you see by the dawn?
You can see the athletes behind her, like, squinting.
And they're not even from America, and they still know this is weird.
What?
There's this one guy who was just like, what?
What? Is this happening?
At the twilight last gleaming,
how long does it take?
It's 7 minutes long. No. No, it's not.
It feels like it is.
Dentist drill.
After this, we have to go to her website and listen to some of her original compositions. I really am curious.
No.
She's a singer-songwriter. I want to hear what she's written. Maybe she was just restricted by the poor songwriting of the national anthem.
It is a bad song.
It's a little pitchy for me.
Hey.
This is the longest version of a national anthem I've ever heard in my fucking life.
I think Roseanne did it better.
Oh, yeah? Because it was shorter, at least.
What was that?
Gunshots. The crowd is just shooting at her.
They're all just committing suicide.
I can't take it anymore.
She started out, she was 11. Now she's 12. She's got a high school diploma. At the end of this tradition.
Richard Lewis is like, listen, if this song lasts any longer, she'll be legal.
Not enough Boku in the world.
Because there's still Boku in this bitch's face. Stretch it out, honey.
Somebody call the Iron Sheik's son-in-law.
You no respect the national anthem.
Oh.
It's over. What was the soccer game?
Yeah, MLS.
All right. Well, you know,
so
there's no one.
People are watching
yeah, I was going to say there's no one there. All
right. Oh, man. Shit, that was terrible.
Here's some some originals from this young lady.
Oh, yeah.
What does she look like? Can someone show me a picture?
She's like a typical blonde girl.
Hey, Richard Lewis, take it easy.
Yeah, don't worry.
I have a kind of...
How am I supposed to know she's going to have a future?
Oh, right? She has a Reverb Nation work.
Yeah. You know what she looks like? The Prussian Blue. Remember those two kids?
Yeah. A little thicker.
The Nazi twins.
Okay, just some broads.
She's showing all the leg. The 11-year-old leg.
Good child porn.
Yeah. Look at that. An 11-year-old girl shouldn't be dressed like that.
Why doesn't she have her legs spread open?
Yeah.
No, it's not like that.
Oh, yeah, I tapped that.
She got her legs crossed. But it's
like a young Miranda Lambert.
I don't know who that is.
It's sad that I do.
Is she in Tight Magazine?
Maybe.
It almost does sound like Harper Grezins. It's Harper Gruzins.
Sean's younger sister.
No, it's Sean, just in a wig and a cowboy hat.
That's where Sean's been.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I had to sing the anthem.
Oh, she doesn't even have any music on her page. Oh,
man.
Look on MySpace.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's videos.
Okay.
There's videos, people.
Thank goodness.
Oh, she covers beautiful magazines.
I want an original.
I don't want to hear originals. I want to hear covers.
Yeah.
Oh, cover? No, I'm with you. I want to hear something original. If they're going to introduce her, if they're going to go out of their way to say singer-songwriter, I want to hear some songs she wrote.
Fair enough. We won't know how badly she's butchering them if we don't have to know the original.
But we'll know what could potentially be unleashed upon the world.
Oh, good point.
I really hope that Harper Gruzins has her dad as a Google alert. Like, oh, some music website mentioned her. Let's listen in. Do they hear this?
Put it in the description of the podcast.
Here she doesn't sound as bad.
Yeah, this is disappointing.
Maybe she was nervous. Like, if that was your daughter singing right now, I would be like, okay, I don't have to lie to Rob later.
It's Rob, not great, but it's not.
I'm never going to have a daughter.
Why not? Don't you want to reproduce?
He's just trolling me by even saying that. I'm not even going to make any jokes. I'm just going to stare at him.
Low-hanging fruit?
Yes.
Okay.
Low-hanging
literally. Damn it. Tempting.
I put it on a tee, you know.
Okay, we don't have to keep
going. Yeah, seriously. Holy shit.
Because he's fucking dragging on his fucking blunt over there.
Does she have any...
It's a joint.
Are there any original songs up there?
No, there are no original songs. But keep an eye out to ReverbNation.com/HarperGruzins.
I was going to say, go to Harper Gruzins.
Spell Gruzins.
Gruzins.
There you go.
Gruzins.
And she was signed to Century a week later.
In the chat, we got Rob wants to finger her in public. What else?
She is a 10-year-old singer-songwriter from Copel, Texas, and has been singing for as long as she has been walking. I guess that's what they called it.
She's been walking for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Having learned to play the guitar and piano.
Noah, does that make you angry?
Harper.
Yes.
Harper is able to write songs that seem amazingly deep for her age.
Seem is the key word there.
Yet,
they seem deep.
Yet still reflective.
They're not.
Yet still reflect her youthful outlook on life. The amount of emotion that she portrays in her performances has a convincing familiarity that causes her audiences to forget that she is only a child and want to rape her.
Oh.
Harper's keen ear and ability to learn quickly have given her a vast arsenal of genres that she feels comfortable with, from contemporary Christian to country to indie pop
to progressive metal
and everything in between. Harper's captivating performances, soulful voice, and ability to write good music will eventually land her the next in line for superstardom.
Jesus Christ.
She will eventually be the next in line? She's not now the next in line?
She's 12th in line right now.
She's got to get old enough to fuck her way to the top. A couple more years.
That's Harper Gruzins, the Metal Injection Livecast Artist of the Week.
We thrash.
Okay, let's take.
Did we get paid for that? Was that like a?
Yes.
Was that like a live read?
That was a placement by Harper.
But really, was it?
No.
No. Okay.
I wish if Harper wants to take out ads on the live cast,
shit, plug the shit out of that.
I'm serious.
But yeah, let's take a music break. I
thought that's what that just was. Your two songs. Not enough for you?
Nope.
No, he has to smoke some more weed.
Thank you. Thank you, Darren. Someone gets it.
That wasn't...
No, we've already smoked weed. Now we have to snack.
And we're trying to be professional and not do it on air.
What snacks do we have on tap here?
Give us the menu.
What do you got?
You know, actually, I don't have any good stuff. No. I have barbecue popcorn, which is not that great.
I didn't know we were in menopause.
What?
Nothing.
Is that a menopause thing?
It seems like it would be, doesn't it? Who the fuck eats barbecue popcorn?
Because
I would if I was offered some.
Yeah. I'll make it for you because I've had
you
that.
You won't drink beer or smoke pot, but you'll eat barbecue popcorn.
Fuck, look at me.
No. You don't understand. Sid is a stoner without needing to smoke.
Yeah.
When we used to be roommates, I mean, I would smoke all the time, and I would have massive munchies, and Sid was right there with me.
Yeah.
Sid, in fact, I believe I gained weight.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally
moving in with Sid.
I don't really gain weight, but anyone around me, like, adds 20
because not only that,
weight.
Because, okay, here's the thing, like, I would munch out, and I'd be, like, full, and if I was alone, I would not eat the rest of the night. But then Sid would be like, all right, we should get dinner soon, everything's going to close. Like, I'm not really hungry, but okay, and then I would order a big dinner. Just overeat.
That's what I do.
By the way, Shankletown offered to munch on Noah's feed bag. I don't know if you're...
What does that mean?
Just the one feed bag, not the other one.
Though. I was thinking he'd just strap your legs on like a feed
bag.
Eat your cooch. You have an offer on the table. Let's just leave
He's in Greenpoint now, so it's only a couple train stops.
No, it's just a short walk away.
He looks like the type that would take the train.
What a nice guy.
Can we get the Iron Cheek to cue us to music break? We have Ghost Cube coming up first.
I don't know who the fuck that is. Why are you not playing to Michael Jackson? The King of Pop. He's a no good fag. He touches the boys. He touches the baby Daniel. But I respect him. And the Metal Injection live cast. Bullshit!
Wow. Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh, please. You don't have a clue what that guy was saying either. That's why Rob likes this stuff. He doesn't have to focus on the words and can spend his time buying bulk potato chips on the internet. Here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yes, that was a great song, wasn't it? No, I mean it. I love unlistenable noise, really. So here's more of it. Okay. Sid is now done pooping, so we can turn off this awful music and get back to asking Noah who she would have sex with. Here we go.
Noah, who would you have sex with?
Stop! Stop it. I'm not playing that game right now.
Speaking of sex acts, Shankletown says he may be able to get an interview with the Iron Sheik and wants to know if Rob will finger him in public in exchange for that.
Yes?
Wait, finger Shankletown or the Iron
Sheik? Oh, wait, yeah, no. Sheik, yes. Shankletown. I don't know.
He did work on Silent Library, right?
So he'll be really quiet while you do it.
Or he won't.
I like
the point of the game.
I like feedback. I like feedback when fingering.
That would be like
that's a good. That's a bad name. Feedback while fingering. Bring that up to Sean.
Oh man.
Oh, I thought you wanted to start a band with me. We could do like a dance band.
No. I only cover the music.
That works on multiple levels because it could mean like feedback, like comments, or feedback from the amplifier
while fingering.
Yeah. Right.
It's a double entendre.
I'm saying that's very literary of you.
Yes.
I'm impressed, Rob.
But thank you.
You're giving way too much credit. Yes, no idea.
My goal is to make the live cast more erudite.
It's working. It's very astute of you. You guys got the new FWF album? Great.
By the way, our phone number is 646-929-1357. Finger us while you're on the line.
What?
It works.
All the work Axel's been doing to make this more airy that you just tore it down with one.
The last thing he threw out, accidentally was something deep, so he's now throwing more shit.
I'm making sure.
It's because he's smoking, so he's like progressing. The more he gets high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have to.
Don't blame the marijuana. Mm-hmm.
You got your work cut out for you. Let's put it that way. Making this show air you died.
No.
I love a challenge.
Okay, let's talk about this Jewish...
Yeah.
What is it?
Jewish religion. It's a religion.
Jewish religion. This chick running for, you know... Come on, Sid.
All right, we went from double entendre to monosyllabic grunt in like 30 seconds.
That's the record.
This Jewish... Jewish thing, Jewish. My brain hurts. Jewish. Jewish thing. La la. Fingering public. Fingering a fat board. Love you. Fucking lobotomized patient.
I took a gulp of water and I was laughing so hard that it just stayed in my throat.
Never drink. We've been doing this show 4 years. Don't you know by now? No, was that a squeal? Someone in the chat wants to know. Did you squeal?
A little bit.
Mindy Mayer is her name. She's an Orthodox diva candidate for mayor.
Diva candidate?
She's a diva.
Is it for mayor? I thought it was for like state senate.
What are we, the WWE?
Senate.
She's a diva.
Senate, yes.
Mayor for mayor.
And she was mayor for mayor.
That'd be great. I would vote for that. I don't even care what your policies are. I'm in.
She was on Good Day New York, I guess. Should we just play the video?
Sure.
Sid?
We should say first what Good Day New York is.
It's like the Today Show, but a local
but
one.
But awful.
On Fox. On the local Fox affiliate.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
There's a video, Matt, so we could get a little time. Oh, it's almost over. Oh no!
I want to buy a Toyota now. No, what was that? Cablevision?
I'm not going to plug them. They're going to have to pay for a live
read.
Are
we talking about something? What's happening?
We're talking about Jewish. Jewish mayor.
Jewish.
And there has not been a full sentence in a good 5 minutes.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Wait. Waiting.
This is a very professionally run
routine in a long time in a city with its fair share of colorful candidates. Mindy Mayer is 22 years old. She is from the Orthodox Jewish enclave of Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Oh.
And she is now running for the state senate.
Yeah.
Oh, diva of the district, it says in leopard font.
And I know it.
Rewind that, please. I got to...
It's a play on words from the song Sexy and I Know It.
Oh, I'm senator and I know it.
I'm on FAO.
Her inspiration was that movie.
Hold on.
Wait. She had to
shut the fuck up. Really?
Looking right over that.
Legally Blonde.
Can I, now, before we say anything, before we play this, isn't she breaking like all kinds of Jewish laws by being on the stage with a man? First of all,
you think?
Well, she's not Orthodox. She's just
Jabby girl. From an Orthodox, I guess. So they say that she and I know it.
By the pop group LMFAO. Mindy says she was inspired to enter politics by Reese Witherspoon's character Elle Woods in the movie Legally Blonde. And she is with us this morning, the new candidate for state senate, Mindy Meyer. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
So tell us why you want to run. Why do you feel this desire to make a change in your community?
I'm sick of Martha.
So I first became interested in politics when I was 11 and a half years old, and I met Mayor Giuliani in Manhattan. I told him that he's the best mayor we ever had, and he said, I'm probably the only mayor you ever had.
I sang the national anthem, and I got booed off the stage, and then I decided to go into politics.
And from there, I just loved politics, and I majored in political science. And I just feel that the Democratic incumbent right now, Kevin Parker, he's been in office for over 10 years, and he prides himself on the fact that he did a few changes with New York City Water. And seriously, if you have over 10 years in office and so much funding, and that's what you could pride yourself on, I just feel that that's a little bit sad, and I feel...
Just a little bit sad.
Like, seriously, that's like the only thing that you've done for being there for like 10 years? Like, come on, bro. Like, seriously? Really? That's all you've done?
That's sad.
I
want to
get rid of bike lanes. No bike lanes in Williamsburg.
What is she? Where is she from?
Flatbush. Oh, okay. Same thing.
You think he should have made a better difference in your neighborhood?
Yes.
100%.
Like what?
A better difference.
So some of my platforms that I feel that...
So some of my platforms.
It sounds like she's reading something, or like that she hasn't memorized.
She's clearly prepped, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not prepped.
She just sounds like a fucking Jeff.
Yeah.
He did more for women's rights, women in abusive relationships. And also, when children are involved in gang-related activity, he could have diverted their attention to focus on, you know, helping them obtain degrees, and also focus more on the youth and youth employment programs, and, you know, allocating funds for that.
Now, here's my question for you.
Know what that
there are a
means.
Million ways you could have campaigned. You have your youth as a disadvantage, and your inexperience is a disadvantage. Why the shtick? Why the shtick with the slogan and the pink outfit and with the... Why not run a completely serious campaign?
Because.
So first of all, I don't have experience in corruption. And second of all, my website.
What? You're Jewish. Your life is experienced in corruption.
Well, what does that even mean?
That was non-responsive.
Did he ask her if she had experience in corruption?
Well, is she implying that the other guy is corrupt?
No, I guess she's saying that inexperienced in politics means inexperienced in
corruption. Oh, wow. She is not normal looking.
That was very deep on many levels, what I just said. Yeah. I'm very erudite. I'm like Robert Pesbaney.
He's going to be her deputy.
It's predominantly to target my young constituents
like
and
Robert.
To get people out to the voting booths, as this year is a presidential election and more people will be voting.
If elected, I will get Sid to stop farting in the metal ejection studio.
Damn it.
In Brooklyn, New York. There will be no more farting in Brooklyn, New York.
Wait, this next part is the best part.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I just don't want to hear it.
Go. Time in.
I just want to show everybody that politics can be exciting, and the Senate doesn't have to be a senior citizen's home.
Senate doesn't have to be a senior citizen's home.
Kill all the old people.
Who the fuck told her it was okay to say that? Does she realize that if she wins, she's going to be surrounded by those people?
She is like, hey, listen, have you ever been to the Senate? I want to bring the party to the Senate.
She's doing like Richard Lewis.
The bat mitzvah party to the Senate.
And really, we need to get more Boku in the Senate. Have you seen these guys? Really, seriously, they're all like over 80. These people. It's really Shady Pines.
She's like a slightly less effeminate Harvey Firestein.
All I want is to be loved. Is that so wrong in the Senate?
Slightly less.
Slightly. Close.
Oh, Taco Grinder just made a good point. She sounds like an effeminate version of the Bronx Borough president. There will be no farting in the Great Yankee Stadium.
I wanted to channel my adventurous side to my website, and I do mean business, and I am serious about it, and I don't feel like having a pink website is a reflection of who I am. I'm saying I am serious. I'm in law school.
It works for
me. What? I hate pink. I hate my website.
I don't feel my website is a reflection of who I am.
Yeah, the website.
That's exactly what it is. Send the website. Excuse me. Come here. Yankel, did you design that website in pink? You're fired. Get out of here. Get out. Yankel, you're fired. Send the pink. Awful. I would die before I have a pink purse or a pink shoe.
By the way, she's wearing a pink blazer.
Yeah. Not anymore. I'm taking it off.
Oh.
By the way, my running mate, I would like to announce my running mate for the Senate is Modest Yahoo. Yahoo! Modest Yahoo is my running mate. Are there running mates in the Senate? I don't even know. He will be my vice senator.
Do you think she has Shlomo going door to door?
Yes, in fact, I do. Shlomo will be going door to door for me. He will be directing people not to load my website because it's fat and pink. I just spit on everybody. I'm sorry.
Judge, and I work at a law firm, and you know, I just felt not to conform to the typical, you know, red, white, and blue. Quite frankly, I've been on many senatorial websites across the nation, and I just felt that, you know, mine, I see now how much attention it received. I just want to make the young constituents excited about voting.
I get red, white, and blue aren't exciting colors. Yes. Pink! I will be holding my next rally at Citi Field with all the Yids and the Mishkites. 54,000 strong. All of my I'll be there. Okay, just to hate you. I'll be there. I'll be selling cholent at the refreshment bars, and it's gonna be a great time. Nobody wears pink.
All right, Mindy. Listen, we think that you need to know some of the players in Albany, and so we have some pictures for you. And I just want to make sure that you know who you're going to be if you get elected. Who you're going to run into when you go to Albany?
Obama.
And, okay, take a look at this first picture and see if you can identify.
They're quizzing her.
Wow.
Silence.
Who is it that day? I can't see it.
They'll tell her. No spoilers.
I have no idea what this is.
You need to know him. He's a big powerhouse.
But you're not running for office.
Dean Skelos. Uh-oh. Okay. Let's show the next picture.
Some other old
Ben
guy.
From Lost.
This guy, nothing gets done in Albany without Shelley Silver's stamp of approval.
Right.
You need to suck up to Shelley Silver when you go to Albany. If you go to Albany, you need to know who these people are. Okay.
Right. Honestly, that I'm not so worried about because I heard these names and I would learn the issues and I would just focus on, you know, causing change for my constituents, unlike my opponent. And,
back to the talking point.
You know,
yeah. I kind of have to defend her there because she just walked into an ambush.
Gotcha journalism.
Yeah, really. But that's good. I guess it's in a way it's good. It's just weird. Like they seem to be like, I don't know.
Well, the only reason they had her on was for ratings, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they don't, you know.
Yeah.
But good, because she's an idiot.
Yeah, ultimately.
Do they do any more of those?
As I get elected, I would, you know, focus on, you know, learning who everybody is.
Kevin Parker actually has a quote.
Kevin was asked for a quote, and Mr. Parker said, I'll figure it out.
I'll learn things.
Mindy Meyer, I'll figure it out.
Don't worry, you'll be all right.
I just figured out who my running mate is going to be. And that's not it. Never mind. We'll edit that in later.
I think that's good. That's it. Never mind.
No, it's because Noah doesn't have my sound up, so I tried to cover
it. I do.
It.
Your sound has been up.
Nope.
Challenge is a credible challenge.
You sure?
Said this is an American democratic process, but I don't know Ms. Meyer at all. She is rather young. We are going to wait and see how all of this plays out. Youth and inexperience, experience, and
you
a record. But debatable.
The people have the last say.
Absolutely.
Mindy Myers, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
No, we don't.
Are people interviewing her also Jewish?
Well, one of them is Rosanna Scotto.
Yeah, who's the worst.
Yeah, she's awful.
Because they just sound like my Aunt Sandy.
Yeah, they're like New York, you know.
Yeah, you never know. The people have the last say.
The people. We wish you lots of luck.
They sound just like her.
Yeah.
I asked her about Andrew Cuomo, who was in many ways a friend to the Republican majority in the state Senate.
She seemed unsure at one point, telling me, honestly, I'm not really familiar with him.
Andrew Cuomo, she doesn't know?
I said he was the governor. Mayor later said, I'm not familiar with him in particular, his issues, and, you know, and everything about him. You're asking me how I would work with him? Yeah, I said, yeah, so I guess I would have to see if I was elected.
What?
But back to my talking point.
Yeah.
Is he Jewish? He's Jewish? Cuomo? He's a Yid? No? Okay. We would go to garage sales together. Trying to find bargains. Oh, man. What is her website?
Is it pink?
It is pink.
Tripod.com. Still pink, though, after that interview? Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Let me see what she looks like.
Oh, that is a terrific website.
Ugh. Someone in the chat said she's Snooki. Shit, that Snooki took.
Yeah.
She just looks like, yeah, she has a fake tan.
I thought she was more Yiddish.
She's like if Snooki had sex with David Brenner and had a child.
Oh, her website is Mindy Meyer, MindyMeyer, the number 4, Senate.
Oh.
Because you can't spell it out for today's youth.
She's using TechSpeak to reach kids.
A lifelong Flatbush resident. Sorry, go ahead.
No, her other website is OMG Mindy Meyer LOL.
Seven.
Oh, she's an Orthodox Jew. Oh, and she's a conservative, a candidate for both the Republican and Conservative Party line. I love that she has the the Republican Party logo, and the red is actually pink.
I'm shocked that she's a Republican. I can't believe it. Hard to believe.
Oh, and she repeats her line here. She said, Mindy intends to utilize her religious values and moral compass as her guide.
For women's rights. Unbelievable.
I could tell you one thing. I have no experience in corruption. No. See, that's how she was supposed to deliver the line. Mindy,
are you
call
playing
me.
Music?
No, I'm not.
Is this music website? Playing on her website?
It's on her website.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. It sounds like what inside of Rainbow sounds.
Seriously?
LMFAO.
Rob's computer. It sounds like a Rainbow's.
Oh, because she's senator
I'm
and
senator
she knows
and
it.
I know it. Actually, that's Rob's IM notification.
Oh, wait.
Mom, not while the show is going on. That's his ringtone for your mother.
Yes.
Holy shit.
So, Mindy Meyer, everyone.
Don't vote for her.
Let's go to the issues. Stop and Frisk. Oh, Diva of the District. I can't believe she has leopard print graphics for her header.
That's almost as bad as having leopard print bed sheets, right, Rob?
No, that's sexy. And I know it.
He's not running for Senate.
Yeah, exactly.
Say that. Noah, how do you stand on her issues?
I don't stand on her issues.
Oh, really? Well, let's read them. Let's see what Noah thinks about them.
She's Frisk. Stop and Risk.
Are we basically now going to find out which of her issues Noah would have sex with? That's where we're going with this.
I like that she starts it with, Stop and Frisk is when a police officer who is suspicious of an individual detains the person and runs his hands lightly over the suspect's outer garments to determine if the person is carrying a concealed weapon.
She has to explain what each thing is to the nudniks.
I would like to point out there was not one comma in that massive run-on sentence.
Noah, would you fuck handgun control?
I actually look at Noah like
she's thinking
like
about
for
it.
A response. Yeah. They're like, wait, no, that's
not, it doesn't hard. Matter what my answer
yeah.
is.
Noah, would you fuck the Capitol Gates?
Definitely she would. That's
she's not done explaining. As long as an officer has reasonable suspicion, a stop and frisk is constitutional under the Fourth Amendment. The NYPD's stop and frisk practices raises serious concerns over racial profiling, illegal stops, and privacy rights.
Oh my God, that's so wrong.
However, when used appropriately, a stop and frisk can help to protect the public against potential harm. So I don't understand. Is she for this or against it?
She'll figure it out.
I feel like she Wikipedia'd stop and frisk and copied and pasted the first paragraph into her thing.
This is like a fourth grader writing a book report.
Yeah.
What do you think about George Washington? What I think about George Washington is, there, I used up 10 words.
Yeah.
School choice. Then we see Mindy in clearly her private school outfit and a younger,
wait a minute,
a younger child. Nothing revealing.
She's not attractive at all.
Mindy believes that parents have the right to school choice. School choice is a term used to describe a wide array of programs aimed at giving families the opportunity to choose the school their children will attend.
It's putting me to sleep.
School choice is choosing your school.
Yeah, I'm like, Mindy believes children should not be limited to the schools in the parameter of their district.
Parameter?
So basically,
is that the right word that you said?
If
parameter?
The Jewish parents don't want their kids to go to school with the black
kids. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have to.
Right.
Yeah. Terrific.
Exactly.
Just terrific, Mindy.
Crime. Mindy intends to crack down on crime. Specifically
wait,
on
she doesn't explain what crime is.
She assumes you know. Specifically on domestic violence by advocating for women in violent relationships and ensuring that they have a safe place to go and receive the necessary help that they need.
That sounds like she advocates for women to be in violent
relationships.
Yeah, but just somewhere you can go cool off afterwards. Go to the mall.
But also, she's advocating for women in violent relationships?
She also...
This
is great. She also intends to help our young involved in gang-related activity by restructuring their lives and helping them work toward a degree.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like... Excuse me, hey gang. Hey, yo, miss, what you doing over here? Hey, stop ganging. Come, let me restructure your life. What?
I love how both those
voices are. She's already stabbed. Yeah.
I can't
this
switch.
This is her practicing in the mirror. This isn't her
stop
activity.
Ganging. Okay, Mindy. Another success by Mindy.
Yeah, it works every time.
I loved you on Good Day New York.
She's got a fucking Tupac action figure. And a Mindy action figure.
Now kiss. Put away those guns. And stop beating your girlfriend. Oh, my God. Poverty and unemployment. I would like to say that all of these bullet points of her...
Leopard print?
Her issues. No. They were accompanied by a photo. And for poverty and unemployment, it's a photo of her looking very serious with a bow and like a toy bow and arrow. So I don't understand. Like, why?
It's a job. She's an archer.
Let me see. I want to see this.
That's not real.
It's the real.
Whoa, that is her with a bow and arrow.
A tiny bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Wait, but also that baby next
wait,
to the apartment.
I wanted to say the baby.
Oh, come on, look at that.
The next
cartoon baby.
Is abortion the issue, and it's just a drawing maybe that she drew.
It's a pink drawing.
Look at how cute this pink
baby
is.
It looks like
is.
Baby Herman from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but actually cute.
I love that the poverty and unemployment starts with no more, quote, Hunger Games, unquote, in our district.
Very topical.
Latkes for everyone. Let's do it. Matzo ball
and then abortion. Oh, Mindy believes women today have choices.
No.
But not abortion.
We can choose not to have an abortion. I think that's basically where it goes. I'm pretty sure that's where it goes, actually.
You can choose a pink dress
or a green dress.
Don't abort your baby.
What does she say about it?
Mindy believes women today have choices. When faced with the prospect of an unwanted pregnancy, women can get the help they need no matter what their economic status, race, religion, and education. There are many support groups available. What does education have to do with it? I don't understand. Oh, you didn't go to high school. You can't get an abortion. What
no,
is
if
that?
You're dumb, you might not know how people get pregnant.
Oh.
It's an oopsie.
Oh.
Oopsie. I didn't know that's how that happened.
Women can choose to get married and then have sex. There are many support groups available to help women through their pregnancies.
I still don't hear whether she's
for
she
along with providing the proper medical attention they need. In addition, there are many couples who are longing to provide a warm and loving home
so
for these children through
between
adoption.
Raising it or giving up for adoption.
Yep. Yeah,
that's what she means by choice.
This is the way she doesn't even make clear what her issues are.
She's
her,
like Bush.
Yeah.
Never says anything.
So we're saying she's going to win.
Bush literally didn't know English. Yeah. I mean, he was trying to say things.
Yeah, she's like Rob at the beginning of this segment.
This Jewish whatever.
Jewish. Jewish stuff. Jewish stuff. Thing. What is that thing?
She has an in the media thing. And it's basically like a press kit with quotes. And like 92.3 Now says... New York State's, by the way, which is a music channel,
yeah.
New York State's next senator, parenthesis, maybe.
It was very honest of her to include the maybe.
Yeah. ABC News says, Mindy Mayer, not your father's New York State Senate candidate.
That's a great slogan for me.
NBC says, Mindy Mayer, she exists.
Yeah.
Mindy maybe.
That would be like the post headline.
Here's my number. So Mindy, maybe.
I think we need to stop the show right now. There's no topic now. It's game over. It's a wrap.
Wow. Oh, this is good. Mike Huckabee says, Mindy Mayer, this is clearly a tweet. Mindy Mayer at Mayor4NYSenate, 22 years old, running for New York Senate. That's it. That's what Mike Huckabee said.
He acknowledged her. That's all that she needed.
Yeah.
Nine News Now says, running for a New York State Senate seat with an LMFAO-inspired slogan.
Z100 says, Mindy Mayer converts oxygen into carbon dioxide.
City and State, the diva of the district. And then updated. What? It's just like a blog title?
We got one here, Super Nintendo Charmer. CNBC says, Mindy Mayer, holy shit, she's really serious about this? Oh, I liked it. What does Cousin Brucey say about her? Mindy Mayer, CBS FM! And that's it. And then he passes out. Have you seen Brucey lately? In the hall, so serious?
No. Wait. Here's the New York Post headline. You ready for this? I pink I can. Gals bold send bid.
I don't know about putting pink eye in a slogan.
Although, isn't it strangely accurate?
What are you saying? She got a,
she
got a load in her eye? Is that
what... Do you think the makers of Legally Blonde are losing sleep over this? Like, look what we've inspired.
I got to say, it wouldn't sit well with me if I had
No, seriously.
But then again, if I had the bad taste to make that movie, I might support Mindy Mayer.
You just thought you were taking millions of dollars to make a ridiculous comedy.
Fair point.
And now you're ruining the world.
He gives me too much credit.
I love that in the Jewish Voice New York, the headline, they're young, orthodox, and aiming for public office.
Okay. Is she orthodox? I mean, I don't have... Like everything else, she didn't really address that at all. Is
yeah,
she
an orthodox resident of Flatbush.
But she don't look it, though. That's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, she's a judicial intern currently. For Judge Francois Rivera at the Cook County Supreme Court.
Say that again, please.
Judge Francois Rivera.
What is he? That's
Francois? F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S.
French Puerto Rican.
Francois Rivera. Oh, Rivera.
Rivera.
She's
the French Rivera.
She interns for the French Riviera. That makes sense.
At the great Yankee Stadium.
Uh-oh.
What?
According to Mayer, she was interested in politics from as far back as she can remember. I met Mayor Giuliani when I was 12.
I thought it was 11 and a half.
11 and a half. Whoa. Flip-flopper. Flip-flopper. Yeah, was she 11 and a half? Was she 12?
Is she even allowed to wear flip-flops?
Rosanna Scotto should have followed up on that.
She just had socks on with them.
This is a good one. When we went to Washington for our 8th grade graduation trip, I tried to coordinate a trip to meet the president at the White House.
Didn't work out.
Thanks for that.
Thanks. Yeah. That's a great quote.
I tried to.
Oh, guess where she went? She went to Touro College.
Oh, God.
What is Touro College?
Touro College is like a college that is in the second floor above a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it's on West 6th
it's
Street.
A take-home, it's a take-home college. Yeah. It's a study-at-home college.
It's a take-out college.
Yeah.
Chop suey.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Well,
is it accredited?
Mindy Mayer. Yeah, no, it's like Apex Tech.
Got it.
No, except for senators,
yeah.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Future senators,
yeah.
Maybe.
Well,
like for law. Apex Tech for law.
Yeah. You get to keep the tools at the end of the.
I think I saw Touro College advertised on Maury.
Well, that's probably where she saw it. That's why she's like, I have to help these people get out of gangs. Oh, now here's how I can do it.
Stop ganging.
She gives the same quotes in all of them.
It's right after the 1-800-VICTIM-2 commercial.
Oh, God.
And whites in Luxembourg.
Dial
7, she's
going to
replace
7,
all
7,
the red and blue clothes with pink ones.
Yeah.
And then everyone will come together and they're fabulous.
I want to read this. Mayer has already staked out several issues that she says concern her most and would be particular priorities for her.
As good as I do.
For her if she obtained office. Those include school vouchers, the plight of battered women. Is she saying she wants battered women to like...
delicious. Beer battered?
And the need of young adults who are involved in gangs to join educational programs that would prepare them for a degree.
What? Yes, they're ready for that.
Can someone ask her how she plans to do that? Like, how are you going to get out of gangs?
Step one is stop killing people, not get a degree. Like, she's skipping to the end.
She has faith in that.
Yes.
By the way, we got a tip from Daniel Benoit in the chat that Joe Franklin endorsed her.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. God.
He said Mindy Mayer endorsed and brought to you by Streitz's Matzahs, my friends.
For real. That probably is like a legitimate sponsor of hers.
Mindy Mayer works for Binder and Binder.
I think Schenkeltown is the only person who gets that reference.
I get it.
Such a New York reference.
Is it?
I can't believe you called out Victims too. Do you know the whole song?
I know.
Is that the one we fight for kids' rights?
No. He goes, "You were hit by a car. It was rap. It wasn't nice. Call 1-800-VICTIM-2. Rob, find that.
I got it.
Attention, accident victim.
There it is.
I was hit by a car. That wasn't nice. Call 1-800-VICTIM-2. You didn't provoke. Call 1-800-VICTIM-2. Risking your life for a living, and when you fall, call 1-800-VICTIM-2. Call 1-800-VICTIM-2.
Tupac is turning over his grave.
Don't be a victim twice. You can't avoid the.
By the way, that was
but
a bang.
It's up to you to find an attorney. Don't be a victim twice. Call 1-800-VICTIM-2.
And victim is spelled out with frowny faces of people and injuries.
Very classy.
And it's victim with a Z, not an S.
No, it's singular. Victim 2.
Victim 2.
Victim.
She thought the 2 was a Z. She's high. Victims. No, do me a favor. While we're talking, find the Z on the phone so we can call them. All right? Go. Please, I want to know what number it is.
It's the 9.
It's 0.
What?
No, it's not the 9.
It's the 11.
Yes, it's the 11. Some phones do stick a Z on. Actually, that's not even.
Yeah, it's on the 9.
It's not even an accurate. On some phones, it's still the way it used to be, though.
Yeah, it's just. It ends up.
Nobody uses a rotary phone anymore, Darren.
Well, no, yeah. They were on push button phones, too, you cunt.
They used to. Far, Darren. That hurt.
You called me old. I'm very sensitive. They used to have them on the 0, too. Some of them had the Q and the Z on the 0.
This is making you sound younger.
Yeah.
At least you didn't say Z.
At least you didn't say what?
Z.
That would be. You said old, not Canadian.
Yeah. Same fucking difference to me.
Call 1-800-VICTIMS-2.
Again, are you listening to this? This is like the IO digital cable commercial of lawyers.
This is what happens in the morning when you're watching and they play the local commercials because it'll come like right after every other commercial.
I linked to Darren to one the other day and he actually liked the song. It was for that.
The 7-7. I had heard that, yeah. We're going to do a mashup here.
7-7
Yeah, except it's like this kind of like smooth rap kind of thing with a white dude with a lisp. Darren enjoyed it.
Christie is free.
This is not that.
I don't know. I wanted to play Mash.
Oh, I remember this one. This is pretty recent, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from a couple years.
100 victims.
Attention, action.
All right, enough of that. Rob, it's not Chromeo, all right?
Did someone say Chromeo?
No, I was kidding. What's the other one now? This is, play the 777 song.
What's that? What do I have to search for?
Like car
Dial
service,
7
cab.
Car service.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. Here, I got it.
I don't think I knew they had a jingle.
This is not it.
Not it.
This is Chromeo.
Sure.
Find it.
You act like you've got nothing to do.
Wait, what should I put in the search? Car service what?
Dial 7.
Are we enjoying the Chromeo, you guys?
This is the old music.
Okay, here, I got it.
Taxi!
No, this is not it.
No, this
is the old school version of the commercial. There's a new one. Just go.
Taxi! It's like, don't get fucked when you get a taxi.
That reminds me of a window fix commercial.
If you're looking for the best ride, pick up the line, dial 777777 times. Both comfort and style on which you have.
It's a totally white guy with a Jufro.
Yeah, and a lisp.
He looks like the free credit report.com commercial guy.
Hey, it's a lisp.
Now there's a black broad.
Very sexy for a car service.
It's a good song.
Yeah. We got to get this hook for the Sean diss record.
Sean is a dickhead and he sucks balls.
We got to get that
seven,
chick.
Seven if you're times. For the best ride, pick
up the line, dial 777. Featuring Chromeo.
This should be our new After Dark music, I
think. 777777.
I don't understand why. Come on, YouTube. Step it up.
Big Daddy. Holy shit.
Excuse me. Can you send the lady from the 777 times commercial and make sure she calls me Big Daddy? Thank you. And then you open the door. Hey, it's me. Marissa Bear.
Mindy Bear. Yeah, Mindy.
Not Marissa.
Marissa is the Iron Sheik's dead daughter. Get everything from the show mixed up in his fucking head.
Jewish things. Jewish. The Jewish show, whatever. That was what I said.
The Jewish show.
Whoa.
Hello.
That's too bad.
We just fried the board.
That was an inside look. Oh.
What'd you do, Rob?
It seems as though Darren's computer charger causes feedback.
It does? How'd that happen?
Feedback while fingering.
Feedback while fingering the electrical board, yes.
That was me.
More feedback.
That was the day that the Metal Injection Livecast ran out of things to talk
about. Yeah, it just might be.
That's weird. Maybe you should plug it into a different...
I said we should have just all went home after the call me maybe joke.
Yep, you called it. All downhill from there.
The number to... Oh, we have a caller.
Oh.
Give the number anyway.
The number to dial is 646-929-1357. 562, you're on the air.
Hey, you fucking boot face.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Robert Pasboni, the real one.
The real...
No. The real.
I'm the real.
No, I'm the real.
Okay. I'm
take those fucking sunflower seeds out of your fucking belly button.
I made sure to take them out before we started the show.
Bullshit, I still see some.
Where are you?
The call is coming from inside the house.
No, but seriously, I know you're in Orange County, California.
No.
Oh, of course.
Close enough, but not really.
Who is this?
This is Robert Pasboni.
Oh, my God.
Is this going to ever go anywhere?
Okay, so why are you...
All right, fine. This is Mario from California.
Mario?
Yes.
Hello, Mario.
They get my name right.
Mario?
Actually, have anything to say? Because we're gonna.
Hey Noah.
Uh-oh.
I miss Noah.
She's right here. What do you mean?
You mean you two have hung out before?
No, but I miss staring at her sometimes.
I was wearing the workout clothes today,
yeah.
By the way.
We're all vicariously staring.
Like what?
We're staring. Oh, well, he's vicariously staring through us.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
But you can't actually see what we're seeing, so how is he...
Just run with it.
No.
Okay.
Obviously, no
humor.
The pictures from the last metal cruise and see way more revealing photos than what we're seeing right now.
That's true. Yeah. Go to noahshottitties.biz to see even more. The biz was the cheapest domain to register. That's why I got it.
I think it's under the issues heading on mindymayer.com. Or is it .gov?
One of those is a cartoon drawing of Noah in a workout gear. You can go look there.
There you go. Have you called into the show before, Mario?
I've called in twice before. Once was a long time ago.
And once was when? Less long ago? More recently?
A couple weeks ago, like maybe a month or two ago.
A couple weeks would be, or a month or two is not the same.
Why so long between calls?
Yeah.
Well, I'm usually doing something on this Sunday.
You're not usually home on Sunday, you said?
Yeah, church.
Well, I usually have to visit my grandparents, but it's like fuck that today.
What are their names?
Carlos and the other one's dead.
Carlos
and one's dead?
Yeah.
How do you die?
So
did
you say
my grandmother died via heart attack.
The clinical way to say it, via heart attack.
Cardiac arrest.
Yes.
This has been how Mario's brain stopped. No injection live cast.
Did she make a really good carne asada?
She did.
I bet. See, I knew it. I could tell.
Corn or
I don't think you've asked this question in a while, but I prefer flour tortilla.
Very good. That's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking the other day.
I haven't asked that in a while.
All right. Well. I didn't want to insult your intelligence by asking you. Clearly, you have expertise. Mm-hmm. And Grandpa's name Carlos. You don't question them on the tortilla stuff. They know. He's probably got a tortilla maker in his kitchen right now.
Is this true?
Not at the moment. It's at my aunt's house.
It's too bad his grandfather's that passed away name wasn't Mario, because then it would be appropriate to play that. His grandmother passed away. His grandpa's still alive.
Damn.
Can you? We just killed the guy on the phone right now.
You think I can listen?
Hey, you
to
could
what
have just hung up
saying?
On him and played the same music.
That's true. But it wouldn't be contextual if we did that. Just kill him.
No,
put him
I'm
in a warp
just kidding.
Zone.
Change his name to Mario, then kill him.
No, I don't kill anybody.
Okay. Lawsuit.
Lawsuit. Got to get him to will us that tortilla maker before we kill him. Otherwise, what's the point? Got to get the goods.
Make sure it's the real George Foreman grill we want.
Get that carne asada recipe.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? I think that about covers it.
Ask him how many tortilla makers he owns.
Mario, how many tortilla makers do you own?
Just one.
I was hoping he would say Uno. Uno.
Didn't you get like a new goodbye? I don't think that's played
it's
it.
Not as good. I experimented with a different goodbye. But
so
it's a bad bye?
Yeah. By the way, our number is 646-929-1357. We have another caller.
What?
Private number.
It's Luigi now.
Hello? If you're listening. They hung up.
Boo.
Someone else call in. Ask Axel Rosenberg a question. Ask him the tough stuff, like, what's going on with this beard bracket on Metal Sucks?
It's over, basically.
Oh, my God.
You can still vote till 5 p.m. tomorrow, but, I mean, Sean Z is just crushing it.
Yeah. You know,
Was Rob in that?
He was not.
My beard isn't too epic, but I am friends with Sean Z on Facebook. And he was sort of telling people to cheat.
Who is that?
How was he telling people to cheat?
To clear their cookies.
Oh, Sean Z. I mean, you know,
I like Sean Z, but that's a little sad if, like, this is what your year is riding on.
He was the front man of Doth.
Is the front man of Doth.
And
yeah, he's also in Chimera. Like most of Doth.
Yeah.
He's now in Chimera.
There you go. And he's totally in the lead by 3,000 votes.
I appreciate him sending us the traffic.
That's true. Well, there is that.
Is Randy Bly still in jail? Let's get an update on that.
He is still in jail.
Time. What's the latest development?
Do they let him watch the Olympics at least?
He's still in jail now for stabbing the Cro-Mags.
In that case, I might want him released.
They just keep adding things.
It's like that Simpsons episode where Don Mattingly gets pulled over and they see he's from New York, so they book him for every crime. They're just like, Randy Bly, you're from America? He's done all of this shit.
He's been credited with writing the new Spider-Man movie.
And the musical.
Yeah, they're just booking him on everything.
That's what you get for wearing shorts to court.
And an obituary hoodie.
That's just what he was wearing when he got picked up.
I know, brutal.
Have your lawyer bring you a change of fucking clothes. Some fucking respect.
I heard he convinced Mindy Mayer to run for Senate.
She's at the actual platform. She's going to get Randy Bly.
It's like the American government isn't going to intervene on my behalf. I'll show them.
Free Randy Bly. Grammy nominated artist.
Yeah. It's true.
He should have. I will campaign for all Grammy nominated artists as special rights.
Yes.
Just like my good fellow Jew Alex Skolnick says.
Alex Skolnick.
For every Grammy nomination, you get to kill one kid from the Czech Republic. So, put out some more albums.
Terrible. Dude.
So, Randy should walk. You got three more. You could stay in Czech Republic for a while. How many Grammys does he have?
He doesn't know. He's just nominated. He was nominated.
How many nominations does he have?
I have no idea.
But that's why he was gypped. He didn't even kill the kid. Jethro Tull did. No.
Well, I get it.
What if he has like 17 nominations? He could walk into a hookah bar with a machine gun.
Or a Batman screening.
Oh, bringing it all back.
Come on. He gave me a number in the teens. I had to.
Still better than Dane Cook's joke.
Oh, God.
What was his joke?
He made some joke about how, like, the movie was so bad that after 20 minutes, everybody was like, oh, shoot me.
Yeah.
Like, that was the whole joke.
But the thing is, the movie was good, so the joke makes no sense.
But
he makes himself look twice as
bad. Well, yeah, you're right. If the movie had been bad, that joke would have been a real keeper.
No, at least it would have logically made sense.
But there was,
like,
nothing clever. There was no astute observation.
It's Dane Cook. He formed a sentence.
Axel, did you like the new Batman?
I was pretty disappointed. Actually.
What?
Finally.
What?
Yeah, it was hard. You know I'm a huge...
The reason is because Axel sets his hopes really high, and then he's
Were you
expecting it to be better than the last one?
I love Christopher Nolan. I just think I'm fucking in love with him,
mm-hmm.
And I think this is, like, one of his worst movies.
Wow.
Yeah. Bummer.
I definitely liked it more than the first one.
No.
You didn't either?
2-1-3.
The first half of the first one is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The second half, you're right, is like...
2-3-1 for me. The ending of this last one was so good, I thought that it...
Really?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
Touching.
Were he and Catwoman gonna... Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Based on what, for the three people who haven't seen this movie, based on what were he and Catwoman gonna, like, go off together?
She saved him.
They made out a couple times.
And why?
Why what?
Why does he trust... When he comes back, he's like, I trust you. I see something in you. And it's like, really? Because so far she's stolen from you and set you up to be paralyzed.
Yeah.
You're better than that.
Listen,
I see something in you. It's a very romantic moment.
In the second movie, he's with disgusting fucking Maggie Gyllenhaal. Listen, if you gave me a Maggie Gyllenhaal that treated me well or an Anne Hathaway that got me crippled, I will take the crippling every... fucking day of the
plus
week.
Plus, my girlfriend turned into Maggie Gyllenhaal between the first two movies.
I do really want Tom Hardy to start doing commercials as Bane now.
Of course.
You know that? No, but my favorite line delivery is he goes, "We take the city and we give it back to you." And I just, in my head, I keep hearing him on like a Sears commercial being like, "We're passing the savings on to you." It also has my favorite line of dialogue of the year for any movie.
Okay.
It's towards the end when Joseph Gordon-Levitt is like going to cross the bridge, and the cops are like guarding the bridge, and the cop is like, "Take one more step, and we'll shoot you. Take two more steps, and we'll blow up the bridge." Well, if you shoot him after the first step, then there should be no opportunity for a second step. 10,000 people sitting around, and nobody had the balls to be like, Mr. Nolan, that line makes no fucking sense.
That's true. I didn't even think of that when I first saw that.
But just in his defense, though, maybe that guy is clearly supposed to be like a low-level, officious kind of dickhead. Yeah. So maybe they're showing him to be stupid.
It was
maybe.
The dude from Dexter, right?
Could be. I don't even know. Was it Quinn?
Yeah.
Everybody in this movie was kind of famous because every actor in the world was like, "Yeah, I'll do three
Thomas
lines."
Thomas Lennon was in it.
Yeah, exactly. Thomas Lennon's like, "I'll show up and do three lines." Yeah. Sure, like.
By me.
You know what? Still better than the Avengers, which I fucking hated.
Yeah, I thought.
Hated? I wouldn't say.
I thought it was
just mindless, dumb, fun, and exciting.
I thought it was terrible.
I didn't expect it to be art, you know.
I didn't even think it was fun.
In both the Avengers and Batman's defense, Axel Rosenberg hates pretty much every movie.
That's
except
true.
For Inception and The Dark Knight Rises.
I love all the other Christopher Nolan movies.
Yeah.
That's true. And that's it.
That's it.
The new Audi Quattro. I give you permission to buy it.
It's almost a little Sean Connery. Yeah.
Call 1-800-VICTIM-2.
No, it would be 1-800-VICTIM-2.
Yeah, I'm not that good at the voice. I'm sorry. He did sound like Sean Connery talking through a fucking megaphone.
Of course.
Mr. Bond.
Anyway.
But, good.
But then his voice got really evil at some parts for no apparent reason. Like,
But we are indoctrinated into the League of Shadow Runners.
And he sounds exactly like
that's the only way you could say that. Try to say it any other way.
The League of Shadows.
There you go. That just sounded like the Lollipop
Guild. We take the savings and we pass them on to the League of Shadows.
Fucking conspiracy.
We're going to lead a revolution, but also we're thrifty.
A revolution
of savings. Coal rights in Luxembourg.
I tell you what, I'll give you $100 right now if you can tell me what the Harvey Dent Act did.
We're allowed to keep people there if they're jerks forever.
Okay, here's your $100.
Thank you.
Thanks for the help. So anyway, thanks for having me, guys.
Yay! This is a good one. I enjoyed it.
Can't wait.
Usually
to
you hate them.
I didn't want to say anything.
When Sean's here.
Yeah.
Axel, you're invited back anytime. If
thanks,
it's just Saturday
man.
Night and you're like, I have nothing to do.
We'll just do a live
Saturday night.
Can I be having nothing to do on a Sunday night?
You could, well, you know, let me finish. If it's Saturday night and you're like, I have nothing to do tomorrow, then you sleep on it and you're like, yeah, I'll do the live cast. There we go.
So
thank
up
you.
Through
that
Sunday morning.
Yes, past Sunday morning, it's too late. No. If it's Sunday, 6:59, and you're like, I'm going to do this. Then you come on over because you sound like Batman.
I'm going to do the live cast.
I'm going to pass the live cast. Okay.
All right.
That was a good show.
Cool.
Don't
forget popcorn, Mindy Mayer for Gov.
For Gov.
For whatever the fuck.
She doesn't even know. It's okay.
For Senate, maybe.
For Game Warden.
It's State Senate, right?
That's small.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Running for real.
Romney Mayor.
Yeah, well, listen, and then in 2016, watch out.
Palin Mayor?
Mm-hmm. I see. Palin Mayor. He went for the job.
I'm going to make those bumper stickers. I'm going to get a head start.
Yeah. Here we go.
Free Randy Black. We're going to 2016.
We'll see you next week, everyone.
You didn't provoke. Call 1-800-VICTIM-2. Risking your life for a living, and when you fall, call 1-800-VICTIM-2. Call 1-800-VICTIM-2. Call 1-800-VICTIM-2.
Don't be a victim twice. You can't avoid the accident, but it's up to you to find the right attorney. Don't be a victim twice. Call 1-800-VICTIM-2.